You mentioned before the issue of trastuzumab and endocrine therapy. Is that something you utilize as a clinical strategy in a non-protocol setting? And what do you think is going on inside the cell when you do that?
Well, I don't think that we have enough clinical data on this combination, and even the laboratory data, I think, is difficult to interpret. The biological rationale for this combination is that in patients who are resistant to hormonal therapy, it has been demonstrated in the lab that some of the pathways that are known to be associated with HER2-NU seem to be activated. And there's also data from preclinical models that if you combine Herceptin or also tyrosine kinase inhibitors with hormonal therapies that you seem to get an additive or maybe even a synergistic response. So that certainly provides a basis for doing clinical studies. But at this point, we don't have data from clinical studies yet. The only thing that's really been presented has been a pilot study looking at the combination of letrozole and Herceptin, and that showed a response rate in the 25-27% range. And it's hard to know if that's higher than one would see with either of these agents alone. Hopefully, we will have some data from a large European trial that is comparing anastrozole alone to anastrozole plus Herceptin. I think if the data is ready, it might get presented at ASCO this year.
What do you think it's going to show?
Well, I have a hard time predicting that. I think it'll probably show an improvement with the two drugs, but what I can't say is whether this will just be an additive improvement or whether it'll be synergistic. And the other thing I can't say is whether or not it would have been the same to treat patients sequentially, treat them with hormonal therapy first, and then when they progress, consider Herceptin-based therapy, which is what I do in practice.
Certainly, HER2 positivity is uncommon in ER-positive patients, but how do you approach the use of hormone therapy in those patients?
Well, you know, there is a relationship with HER2 and ER, but it's not a super strong one. And so it turns out that about 30-35% of patients with HER2-positive disease are actually estrogen receptor positive, their tumors are. And I treat these patients with hormonal therapy first. I recognize that if they're premenopausal, that the data on tamoxifen probably is a little stronger, that their chances of responding may be lower, but it certainly doesn't mean that they won't respond. And I think that unless they have very aggressive, visceral, rapidly progressing disease, that they deserve a trial of hormonal therapy. For postmenopausal patients, I think aromatase inhibitors equally should be used. There is some data, not a huge amount, that would suggest that aromatase inhibitors may be a little bit better for HER2-NU positive patients, at least compared to tamoxifen. But still, I think that if you think the patient's a candidate for hormonal therapy, that HER2-NU should not necessarily influence you. And again, it's one of those things I do share with my patients. I say, we'll monitor you closely, but I still believe that this is the sequence to go.
What about ovarian ablation or suppression alone or with aromatase inhibitors in HER2-positive patients?
Well, I think that's a study question, too. I think the big question is tamoxifen really inferior to ovarian ablation and an AI in HER2-positive patients? And I think that could well be the case. You know, when you try to rate everything on a level of evidence scale, I think that's a little bit higher. And so I might be motivated maybe to treat very high-risk patients that way. Again, I feel that this is a discussion one needs to have with the patient, and ideally I think this is going to be a clinical trial question. So even though I still feel a little bit stronger about that, I still think the proper thing to do with someone like that is to either put them on a clinical trial or just go ahead and use tamoxifen. But I must say, that is a tougher question. I really feel that the difference there might be just a little more credible than some of the other things we've been talking about.